This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A United Nations panel of experts is releasing a key report Monday with the latest authoritative scientific information on climate change. The report will provide governments with up-to-date facts on the current impacts and future risks ahead of a UN climate summit this November in Glasgow. It will also examine how various options to reduce greenhouse gas emissions will affect the pace of climate change over the coming decades. Almost 200 countries have signed up to the landmark Paris Climate Accord, but since the last report was published in 2013, scientists have increasingly been saying that a goal of cooling the Earth by 1.5 degrees Celsius is probably now out of reach. They say warming of more than 1 degree Celsius has already taken place, and further rises in temperature are, quote, locked in due to the emissions already in the atmosphere. With the United States recording its highest daily COVID caseload in 6 months, a top public health official warned Sunday the country is failing in its battle to keep the coronavirus in check. Director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, also said on ABC, quote, we should not really have ever got to the place we are. A surge of the highly transmissible Delta variant is causing trouble for the United States, which already has the highest reported death toll worldwide from COVID-19 at more than 616,000. Total daily new cases have soared to 118,000, their highest level since February. Deaths are up 89% over the past 2 weeks, even while slightly declining around the world, and children's hospitals in U.S. states like Florida are being overwhelmed as young people are increasingly affected.